Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day, build momentum, and better your life. Good morning. Welcome to day 280 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. It's a lot of work learning to listen to your gut, learning to trust your instinct, learning to protect your energy, learning to shift your mindset, and learning to separate yourself from your thoughts. It all takes immense emotional intelligence, energy, and time to process. So if you've been doing any internal work at all, remember to slow down. The best way to anywhere is slowly, and that includes the journey of improving your emotional and mental health. There is no finish line, there are no grades, no perfection to seek. The results you're seeking come from feelings. The feeling of balance, of peace, of joy, and gratitude. This means sometimes you have to be willing to become the observer, while other times you will be the active participant. When you are practicing observing, try to do so without judgment. Become someone who simply watches and observes the thoughts that come up, the events that come up, and the emotions that come up, and do so from a place of neutrality. When we stop judging everything as bad or good, we can simply embrace this reality that it simply is. That said, if you are in a place that welcomes growth and you have the capacity for reflective practice and a bit of personal development, remember, you can cultivate more joy and gratitude by intentionally practicing it. Practice finding joy like you practice anything else. Then make that joy a habit by integrating it into your daily routine, where it works for you, of course. This may be calling a friend during your lunch hour or making a game out of your workday. Start small and realistic by integrating joy into your already established routines rather than the complete overhaul. You're more likely to stick with new shit if you start small and slowly. Because, like any habit we actually want to stick with, we must first recognize that consistent practice over time is far more useful than one day of intense conditioning type practice. You show growth by showing up over and over and over. What you do daily is how you spend your life. So when you practice things like joy and gratitude, love becomes reflexive and things get easier to understand. And I reference practicing things all the time, like practicing our meditation or practicing mindfulness or practicing self-care or everything, pretty much. And I feel like I might have done an episode on what practice actually means, but I'm gonna do another little reminder just in case. Because practice doesn't mean you ever need to be perfect. you should absolutely do the best that you can muster, but focus on consistency over perfection. Just like with anything, some days will flow easily and others will suck. Doing what you can when you can is better than waiting to feel like it. For instance, I am currently learning Spanish, and I'm trying to do it in a way that works for me. And some days that means sitting down with a pen and paper at my YouTube university class, and other days it means playing a reality TV show in Spanish and seeing how much I can pick up while I play on my phone. I stand by the fact that showing up to practice and half-assing is better than skipping practice altogether. But this is because if I only chose to show up when I was fully able to commit, it would be like once a year when I had the idea and then never again. My suggestion is, lean into your practices. Practicing never goes bad, it's not something that expires when you don't use it, and you can build on that information later. So hone your skills over time when it feels right for you, and recognize the fact that consistent hard work shows the results the fastest. The best way to anywhere is slowly. And while I said just a moment ago I advocate for showing up versus not, I will say 20 minutes of mindful, intentional practice will always outweigh 2 hours of bullshit practice any day. So be mindful with it, lean all in, and commit what you can, when you can, where you can. Which means sometimes you won't be able to lean all in, but I think you should still show up with the intention of leaning in when you can. If that makes sense. Which I think it does. I hope y'all have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.